And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, March 31st edition. Hope you guys enjoyed opening day. A lot of great action out there. Some picks we got right, some picks we got wrong. That is DFS, the way we like to do it. Tons and tons of fun. The chats are great. The Discords are great. Remember, if you want to get my cheat sheet Monday through Friday, and then all the content as well over on Gaining the Edge Fantasy, is join Patreon for as low as $5 a month. Check it out over there. It's a lots and lots of fun. Also, if you give the podcast a rate review on iTunes, that would be much appreciated. And if you're watching on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. That is cool as well. It's great to get some nice reception from the folks back. It's good to have you back listening on MLB DFS Quick Hits. If you're looking for my other content, it's on Twitter at BDIntric. Written content at Fantasy Pros, Baseball HQ, Gaining the Edge Fantasy, plus podcast, the First Pitch Podcast for PitcherList.com, coming at you Monday through Friday mornings. Obviously, Quick Hits. Bubba and the Bloom coming at you usually Thursday nights, maybe a couple other times a week. Check that out. And of course, Bench with Bubba, my baby, my long-term project, my favorite show I have, just because it's my show and the longest show I've done, but I love them all. It is coming at you once or twice a week as well. So I got you covered for fantasy baseball season long, DFS, and much, much more. So come check us out, have some fun. But Game of the Edge Fantasy on Patreon is a fun way to go as well. Help support the cause and have a good time enjoying fantasy baseball. All right, unlike Thursday, where we had an 11-game main slate, we have a 5-game main slate. 5 games total on Friday night, as only 10 teams play every day this weekend. 20 teams have the day off on Friday. That's how, you know, opening days go. They just in case there's delays or whatever, postponements, they want to have that ability to get a second game in. So we have 5 games, 3 in a dome, 2 in the West Coast. Should not have any weather concerns. That should be good. But we do have some totals to go over on the slate. Mets and the Marlins, total of 8. White Sox, Astros, 7.5. Rockies, Padres, 8. D-backs, Dodgers, 8. Guardians, Mariners, 7.5. So not too many crazy totals on this slate. You wouldn't expect too many crazy totals. But we'll get crack-a-lackin' here for you. We'll talk some pitching, and it's pretty straightforward to me, but you have a couple. If you want to follow ownership or get really crazy, you can have some fun on this slate and really make some waves. But if you want to just keep it simple, that's where I'm at right now. Obviously, things change as lineups come out and more news. But Robbie Ray is $9,200. We saw Luis Castillo slice and dice the Guardians. We saw Shane Bieber slice and dice Seattle. But I love what Robbie Ray can do. And more importantly, I've talked about it time and time and time again on this show year after year. I want guys that can strike guys out, and that is what Robbie Ray does. He strikes dudes out. So we can get some 5-6 innings or whatever, get us at least a K, if not more, in any, which he can do, limit the damage. $9,200, Robbie Ray can be a very, very strong option. Lance Lynn is a good contrarian play. I'll admit that. We saw Dylan Cease go through Houston, but I'm still going to avoid that. I'd rather pay up for Robbie Ray. But Lynn is an interesting pivot off of Robbie Ray. I will 100% admit that. Christian Javier should be extremely chalky at $8,200 at home against the White Sox. For those of my season long, Christian Javier is one of the biggest hyped up names out there this season. He's going to be a great, he's super talented. The stuff's electric. The movement on his pitch is electric. Tons of strikeouts. Another reason why I like him. White Sox team, they ended up winning on Thursday night, but it was the bullpens that gave it up for both sides. The starters pitched great, and Cease and Framber. I think Christian Javier has another great game. He's $8,200. Should be mega chalk, though, so keep that in mind. Do like him as well. Similar to how much I like Robbie Ray and Lance Lynn being the pivot, there is a very interesting tournament pivot to Jesus Luzardo at $7,800. Luzardo will have some control issues at time, might have a duration and game issue at time. We know he's got some electric stuff in the Mets. Hit and miss. They got a lot of talent on that team, but there's also some swing and miss out there. So Luzardo could be a tournament pivot off of Christian Javier, who's very chalky, but I have zero problem using Javier, just being different with your bats if you have to. Really strong spot. The other pitcher I like a lot, especially for savings, it's a guy we played a lot when he was cheap last year. I have him on season-long teams as late picks, especially once Carlos Carrasco went to the IL, and it opened the door for David Peterson to join, or no, not Carrasco, Quintana went to the IL, opened the door for David Peterson to be a regular in this rotation for a bit for the Mets. And Peterson, it's always been a walk issue with him. He improved those a bit last year. Still a little too many walks, but improved it a lot. Strikeouts are great. He's had phenomenal pitch mix changes last year. It carried over in spring. He was awesome this spring. Now you get a Marlins team we can pick on. He might be popular too just because he's so cheap, I'll be honest. I love him at this price point. You do have some concerns, like, you know, Garrett Cooper can match lefties. They got some options in that lineup. But I love David Peterson at this price point. So For me, it's pretty much Robbie Ray, Christian Javier, and David Peterson is what I have circled right now. I mentioned Lance Lynn. I mentioned Jesus Luzardo. Those can be GPP pivots. But for the most part, it's Robbie Ray. It's Christian Javier. It is David Peterson. I love going to battle with those three on the mound. All right, let's talk some hitting on this wonderful five-game Friday night slate for you. At the catcher's position, I like to go Dodgers. They put up eight runs. It took them a little while to get going. They put up eight runs. James Outman went deep. That was beautiful. Eight runs on Thursday night. So you can go to Will Smith if you want versus Merrill Kelly. Merrill, he's probably the ultimate GPP play. I think a lot of people will go to the Dodgers. But I don't mind Will Smith if you aren't using Merrill Kelly. That's definitely an option. If you're fading Robbie Ray, the one thing I'll say in a tournament, Mike Zunino, as bad as he is, as much as he can strike out, he loves mashing left-handed pitching. So in tournaments, Zunino at 34 is really nice. I like the price tag on Cal Raleigh against Gattis, the rookie making – he's a young pitcher. I think he's made a cup of coffee with the Guardians. Raleigh's $3,200 versus Gattis. That could be a nice little spot as well. Outside of that, though, it's like if Austin Nola gets a start versus Freeland, he's 27. He just doesn't do a ton. Maybe Nick Fortes, if he gets a start, if you want to fade David Peterson, he's 27. I don't mind that. I think that's got some legs to it. But really, if you want some punting options, Gabriel Moreno is $2,100. He was betting eighth. He's going to get Dustin May in a lot of bullpen. That's interesting. The ones that bum me out is they're not even here unless I went past them. I was hoping Yainer Diaz would be here. He must be a different position. If I outfield for the Astros, that'd be a fun one to take a peek at because that boy can hit. He's technically a catcher. And Luis Campusano isn't here at catchers, which really confuses me. Oh, no, there he is. He's 2K. So Luis Campusano at 2K, there could be a world where he gets to start versus Freeland and Nola gets the day off. And if that's the place, I want Luis Campusano in all of my lineups, all of them. And then there's Yainer Diaz. My scroller just didn't go down. Yainer Diaz is $2,000 as well. So there's your punts. And I love Lance Lynn, but if you just want to say screw it at catcher, punt the position, get some expensive pitching, get some big bats later, Yainer Diaz against Lance Lynn at 2K. But more importantly, the play that I want, if he's in the lineup, is Luis Campusano at 2K versus Kyle Freeland. Those would be my two dudes. If you want to punt the position, I like both of them. Gabriel Moreno's 21. I'd almost rather take the other two guys at 2K, Diaz and Campusano. That'd be a look. If you're going to pay up a bit, Zunino in tournaments, Cal Raleigh. It's like almost if you're going to pay Zunino, just punt at that point. Cal Raleigh at 32 is a dude I like as well. A lot of thought for catchers. First base, though, we get to spend some cash. Don't mind Freeman at all versus Kelly. Alonso versus Lizardo is interesting. CJ Cron, double dong on the road last night. And gets Nick Martinez and then some Padres bullpen. And the bullpen got beat up by Colorado on Thursday. So this is a place we might want to go back and have some fun. So CJ Cron at $4,800 might be a little more popular night after that performance. Still not a bad play. I like Ty France. He had a ding-dong last night on Thursday as well. He's in a really good spot there at 46 versus Gattis. I like the Seattle spot there. You know, Gattis can surprise guys. He's also not fully stretched out. Cleveland's got a good pen, but has a good more in-game than middle game, is what I'd say. So if they can get to Gattis earlier, chase him early, that could be a good spot. So don't mind Crone. I love Freeman. Don't mind Ty France. If you need to go a little cheaper, though, if Nelson Cruz was in the lineup, we know Nelson Cruz versus lefties. He should be hitting in the middle of the order. He gets Kyle Freeland at $3,800. That's a phenomenal price tag for Wonelly against the lefty. But don't mind Christian Walker at 33. I don't mind fading Dustin May. I like Dustin May. He could be electric. I think it's a great tournament angle to go Arizona. Is it great? Prepare for damage? Probably. It's still interesting, though. The pivot I'd make off of Christian Walker, if you're not using David Peterson, I do like Coop a lot. Garrett Cooper at $3,200. It's a really good spot for Coop. He had a great game on Thursday. He went to Ding Dong City as well. Great at-bats, played good defense. So Coop at 32 is very much in play. Cheaper options, though, you know, Moustakas is 29. If he gets the lineup versus Martinez, I just don't really love Moustakas, but he is cheap if you see him. You got a lot of cheap options here if they show up in the lineup. Those are the big ifs on some of these teams, so just keep an eye on what they got cooking. Second base position, though, Jazzy Jazz hit cleanup and DH'd on Thursday. He's 5,100 versus Peterson. Not sure how that'll play out. But Gene Segura versus the lefty, 46, not bad. I like Colton Wong at 45. I like Seattle on this slate. It's coming very, very clear. Cronenworth versus a lefty never scares me. He's first base, second base eligibility. He's $4,200, and he'll be facing a lefty, so he'll be virtually unowned. Ryan McMahon at 41 is a good price point as well, so I like that at second base. Going down below 4K, though, a few other options for you. Hyesung Kim, second base, third base for San Diego. He's only 32 versus Freeland, so a little bit of a San Diego discount, which would be nice to see as well. Harold Castro got the start for Colorado on Thursday. He's first base, second base at 27. Prefer him at second base over first base if you need to punt the situation. Other than that, nothing immediately that stands out unless lineups change. Third base, J-Ram against Ray. Sure, if you want to, but I'd rather go Machado at 54 versus Freeland. I think that'll be a popular play, but I think it's a great play. Max Muncy had a good game on Thursday night. He's only 47 versus Merrill Kelly, so don't mind that. If you want to save 700 off Machado, really good stop there for Max Muncy. Mentioned Gene Segura already. Some cheaper plays, though. Eugenio Suarez in tournaments at any time. Most people play him only versus lefties. So if you want to stack Seattle and be a slightly different, Eugenio in the mix there at 42 is a good angle to go. Mentioned McMahon, second base, third base at 4,100. Going deeper, though, Hyesung Kim at Janemi, second base, third base at 3,200. Joey Wendell, interesting at 31 if you need it. Don't love it, but it's there for cheap. I'd just rather go Kim, honestly, at 32 against Kyle Freeland. That would be my look there. And then outside of that, probably not too much down here unless, again, things change. Shortstop position for you there. Lindor at 53. If you're fading Luzardo, that's a good tournament look. Same with Tim Anderson at 51. Anderson had a nice game on Thursday for you. Jeremy Pena had a decent game, too. He stole a bag. He's 49. So if you're paying up, you got those guys. Bogaerts there at 48. I guess I'm not a Bogaerts guy. It's a great spot. It's not a guy. It's pretty much Lindor, Anderson, Pena if you're paying up. Or you can save a couple shekels, but it's a pay-up shortstop spot unless you're just going, oh, I'll just punt with Nick Ahmed at 2,200. I'd rather not. So that's really not in the cards for me. So I'm pretty much paying up with a position with Lindor, Anderson, Pena. Bogaerts, it makes him look even more appealing. And I just don't like Bogaerts that much. So see what comes out in the lineups. Maybe we'll get some different thing. Maybe Miguel Rojas gets to start again. He's 3,400. It's a cheaper shortstop if you need him. Or, like I said, just pay up at the position. Outfield for you before we get back to recap on the show for you. Mookie Betts is fine at 6K. Yordan Alvarez went deep on Thursday, $5,700. J-Rod's really good at 55 against Gattis. I like that. Teoscar Hernandez at 53 versus Gattis. Juan Soto versus lefty doesn't worry me. He's 5,200. I just prefer that Seattle guys if you're paying up in that scenario. Tucker's 5K. I'm always a Tucker guy if necessary. Going down to the low fours and slowly heading into the threes, though, the position drops off quickly. Like, you need to be fading Javier or something if you want. And I'm not really there for that. Like, Benintendi's 39. Yeah, okay. It's not bad. Jorge Soler, 38 if you're fading Peterson. That's a tournament-style play. Jurickson Profar versus Nick Martinez at 36 is not too shabby. Trent Grisham, I don't know if he'll play lefty-lefty, but keep an eye on that. Jake McCarthy, man, that lineup sucked. Corbin Carroll. Is that Corbin Carroll, really? Yes, it is. Holy shnikes. He's down to $3,100. He was hitting like seventh in the lineup on Thursday. That was a big bummer. But he gets Dustin May. Hopefully he moves up the lineup. Keep an eye on that. He's too talented to be $3,100, but the lineup does not help the talent level, but not a bad spot. Jared Kelnick at 27 is a phenomenal price point. He stole a bag on Thursday night. So at $2,700, I like the Kelnick one quite a bit. Other than that, like, and we'll get some value because there was some interesting lineup situations, some changes on Thursday. So keep, like, Oscar Colas should play against Christian Javier at 2K. Not the worst punt. I don't really want to fade Javier, but it's good. Love that you're going to lock this one in, most likely, especially in cash. James Outman's 2K. I loved Outman in season long. Got the start on Thursday. He went to Ding Dong City. 2K versus Merrill Kelly is a phenomenal price point for James Outman. So, yeah, circle that one on the board for you. But we'll have to kind of wait and see the lineups. There will be value because it's almost like there's a pay-up, there's a gap, and then there's some more. Like Chris Bryant at 49. I'm not in love with Chris Bryant, but not a bad spot on this slate for him. Recapping your pitching real quick. I love Robbie Ray, Christian Javier, David Peterson. Yeah, David Peterson. I want those three for sure. But if you need pivots in tournaments, if you want to fade a bit, Lance Lynn off of Robbie Ray is just fine. Lizardo off of Christian Javier are okay as well. For stacking things up on this slate, I'm looking a little at Seattle versus Gattis. I like that one quite a bit. There's a couple value pieces there if you need it. San Diego versus Freeland is outstanding. Should be very popular on this slate. But on the flip side, Colorado versus Nick Martinez checks the boxes as a nice little pivot. And I do like that San Diego-Colorado game stack, honestly. Totals 8. The Arizona Dodgers game is 8. I like both of those. Mets Marlins is 8. That one kind of surprises me. But like Rockies, Padres, and Dodgers, I love all those stacks in Seattle. So it's a little late night hammer action for me when it comes to the bats on this 5-game slate. That'll do it, folks. Quick hits. Friday in the books. If you have any questions, again, hit me up on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. You get all the podcasts I do, First Pitch Podcast, Bench with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, MLB DFS Quick Hits, and much more. Written content all over the place. Most importantly, check out Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon. We got all kinds of cool stuff going on in the Discord, plus my week, my daily cheat sheet Monday through Friday for DraftKings. I got my Fab article coming out Friday and Saturday most weeks, and much, much more, plus the content from Michael Simeone, SP Streamer, his Pitching Streamer article, and charts are out. You got Michael Curlin with his daily lineup situations, and Jorge Montanaz with bullpens, and much, much more. So check it all out for as low as $5 a month. But more importantly, enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a fun one. We got baseball all weekend long, a little slight schedule on Friday, full go Saturday and Sunday. So you guys have a good one. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, March 31st edition in the books.